USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial of President Trump beginning in earnest in the U.S. Senate this afternoon. Trump's removal from office is considered highly unlikely, though, in the Republican-controlled Senate. Meanwhile, as it begins, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, he was touting the recent trade deals he signed.
Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
Public officials in Richmond, Virginia, praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at yesterday's huge gun rights rally. An estimated 22,000 people gathered in and around the Capitol. Only one arrest was made of a woman for wearing a mask in public. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In San Antonio, Texas, police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly shooting at a bar on the Riverwalk there on Sunday night. He was taken into custody last night, Kiernan Williams telling reporters he was acting in self-defense when he opened fire.
He told me he was going to kill me.
Why?
He told you
why?
He told me because I bumped into him, he was going to kill me. So what?
Williams is accused of killing two people at the Ventura San Antonio and wounding five others. The 19-year-old is to be charged with capital murder. Superstar LeBron James angry about a fan throwing trash at his son during a high school basketball game, calling it very disrespectful. A spectator who James said looked to be just a little kid threw something at Bronny James as he was waiting to inbound the ball in a game. The elder James questioning where the kid learned that kind of behavior. Wednesday is the deadline to file a claim in the massive Equifax data breach. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A mysterious virus continues to spread, and we get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
International airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats.
Pressure to ban horse racing is growing again after three more horses died in as many days at California's Santa Anita Park. A gelding was put down after breaking his ankle during a race last Friday. Another horse euthanized for a broken ankle on Saturday. A third horse died on Sunday during training. At least 42 horses have died at Santa Anita over the past 13 months. Anti-racing activists want the California Horse Racing Board to use new authority from the governor there to stop those races once and for all. And baseball fans are going to be paying close attention to Cooperstown, New York today. Later today, the Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced. Former New York Yankee captain Derek Jeter, considered to be a lock for induction in his first year of eligibility. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be July 26th in Cooperstown. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.